This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The governors of four states are now announcing that they will lift statewide mask requirements in schools, saying COVID's Omicron surge is easing. Connecticut, Delaware, Oregon, and New Jersey. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
Because of the dramatic decline in our COVID numbers, effective Monday, March 7th, the statewide school mask mandate will be lifted. Additionally, we will lift the statewide mandate in all childcare settings.
A bipartisan congressional commission says the nation needs a new strategy to counter a festering opioid epidemic. Powerful synthetic drugs like fentanyl are driving record overdose deaths. The commission calls it one of the most pressing challenges in national security, as well as public health. President Biden's top science advisor, Eric Lander, has resigned just hours after the White House confirmed an internal investigation found evidence that he had bullied staffers. At the Olympics,
Ryan Cochran-Siegel delivers Team USA its fourth silver medal of the Olympics, placing second in the men's Super G. The 29-year-old from Vermont graced the podium 50 years after his mother, Barbara, won gold in the slalom at the Sapporo Games in 1972.
Enjoying the moment and pushing myself and trusting that I'm a good skier to go and compete with the best, so I'm thankful I was able to embrace that and take advantage.
China's Ailing Ailing Gu earned a gold medal in the women's free ski big air. Gu was born and raised in San Francisco. I'm Denny Kapp.
NBC is on track for the lowest rated Olympic Winter Games ever. Friday night's coverage on NBC, USA Network, and Peacock averaged only about 13 million viewers, down from almost 28 million 4 years ago. The Supreme Court has put on hold a lower court ruling that Alabama must draw new congressional districts before the 2022 elections to increase black voting power. This is AP News. Now to the flurry of diplomacy Monday over the Ukraine crisis. The AP's Mike Gracia has the latest on this story.
High-level talks were held in Washington and Moscow Monday, with tensions between Russia and Ukraine the focus of attention. At the White House, while meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, President Joe Biden again warned Russia's Vladimir Putin.
It would be a gigantic mistake for him to move on Ukraine. The impact on Europe and the rest of the world would be devastating.
In Moscow, Putin met with French President Emmanuel Macron. Putin again denied any intention by Russia of invading Ukraine. Biden said if the Russians invade Ukraine, the Nord Stream 2 Russia to Germany gas pipeline will be blocked. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Stocks were mixed yesterday. The Dow gained 1 point yesterday. The S&P slipped 16 points. The NASDAQ fell 82 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.